Good afternoon. So this study is about advanced care plan documents for nursing home patients with and without a serious mental illness. So none of the authors of this study has personal financial relationships to disclose. Advanced care plans document a person's wishes with regard to choices of life-sustaining medical treatments, such as cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or identify a proxy for health care decisions should the patient become too critically ill to make a choice. The Patient Self-Determination Act of 1991 requires that all healthcare institutions receiving federal funding, including nursing homes, should inform their patients of the right to participate in advanced care plans, to participate in treatment decisions. It is estimated that between 10% and 25% of nursing home patients are diagnosed with a serious mental illness, which include schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and other psychosis. Again, federal laws require that persons with serious mental illness should not be admitted to nursing homes unless they also show extensive physical health care needs that require institutional long-term care above and beyond their serious mental illness. As a result, nursing home patients with serious mental illness tend to have similar nursing and end-of-life care needs to other nursing home patients. However, for several reasons, nursing home patients with a serious mental illness may be less likely to have documented advance directives. First, nursing home staff typically do not have received appropriate training to care for persons with psychiatric and serious mental disorders. And they may be uncomfortable with treating these patients because of concerns about their dangerous behaviors. And also because of possible stigma to these patients. Second, nursing home practitioners may assume that these patients with serious mental illness do not have the decisional capacity to participate in advanced care planning. However, this is a common misconception that is proved to be stigmatizing. Finally, SMI patients under legal guardianships are typically prohibited from self-determining their own medical and psychiatric treatments in nursing homes. So with this background, this study was designed to compare rates of several advanced directives between nursing home patients with and without a serious mental illness. We got the National Nursing Home Survey data of 2004. And identified nursing home patients with serious mental illness using the ICD-9 diagnostic codes. The advanced directives we examined are whether or not the patients had living wills, had do not resuscitate order, had a do not hospitalize order, or had an order of restrictions to certain treatments such as feeding and medications. So more about the survey data. This is a nationally representative survey of nursing homes and nursing home patients conducted by the CDC. All of the data were collected from medical chart reviews, the nursing home MDS data, the OSCAR data for nursing home characteristics, and a survey of nursing home staff. The patient level data include demographic information such as age and gender, physical functional status of the patient, length of stay, the ICD-9 based diagnosis and the payment sources for the nursing home care received by the patient. The survey had a stratified two-stage sampling process. The first stage was for selection of nursing homes in the nation, and the second stage was for selecting up to 12 patients within sampled nursing homes. Overall, the response rate was 78%. We performed a bivariate analysis on patient characteristics and the rates of advanced directives across diagnostic groups. We also estimated multivariate logistic regression models to test the independent association between SMI and the likelihood of having each of the advanced directives. All of the analysis accounted for the complex survey procedures, including stratification, clustering, and weighting of individual patients. So we do all of the analysis in this data. A summary of the sample: compared to other nursing home patients, patients with SMI were 5 years younger and less likely to be female. They are more likely to have a length of stay greater than 6 months, more likely to be Medicaid patients, and more likely to have behavioral symptoms, which makes sense. So additional bivariate analysis of advanced directives suggest that nursing home patients with SMI had a lower rate of each type of advanced directive. The rate was 57% versus 68% for having any of the advanced directives we examined. 12% versus 19% for living wills, 49% versus 58% for DNR, 2.5% versus 3.7% for DNH, and 14% versus 17% for treatment restrictions. And the difference in the bivariate analysis were all significant. So in multivariate logistic regression models that controlled for patient and nursing home covariates, the diagnosis of a serious mental illness continued to be associated with the lower rate of advanced directive. So the adjusted odds ratio was from 0.71 for living wills to 0.84 for treatment restrictions. Okay, discussion. The lower rate of advanced directives for nursing home patients with SMI might be caused by disparities in nursing home care, the impaired decisional capacity associated with SMI, or both. The Patient Self-Determination Act has a legal presumption that all of the persons are competent to make decisions unless judicial evidence exists to invalidate their directives. Evidence-based assessment of decisional capacity has been developed to test the four domains of competency, that is, understanding disclosed information, appreciation of the implications of the information for one's own health situation, reasoning with the information in a decisional process, and expressing the final choice. So using this evidence-based assessment, a large body of literature on community living persons with serious mental illness has suggested that these patients might have slightly impaired decisional capacities compared to other patients. However, their competency can be brought back to normal with a brief educational intervention during the informed consent process. The nursing home patients with serious mental illness are more functionally and cognitively disabled than community living SMI patients. However, the cognitive impairment and its associated decisional incapacity is common among other nursing home patients who oftentimes suffer from disabling conditions such as stroke and dementia. So although we don't have the data of decisional capacity for nursing home patients with and without a serious mental illness, we suspect that the potential decisional incapacity for patients with SMI would not be a primary reason for their lower rate of advanced directives. The choice of not foregoing more aggressive treatment through advanced directives is a legitimate choice as long as it is made by a fully informed nursing home patient. However, the issues we raised in this study are that, first, are SMI nursing home patients less informed during the advanced care planning process, or does the serious mental illness interfere with patient-physician communication? Second, do SMI patients prefer more aggressive medical treatment? So we had a literature search, but we didn't find any evidence supporting this notion. I think future research is necessary to address these issues of end-of-life care choices for nursing home patients. You don't remind me of time? Okay, so this is the last one I have. Okay, thank you.